James 4:3 says, "You ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lusts." Hello, I'm Deborah Ross. Have you ever heard someone say, "Oops, you missed"? That's exactly what James is teaching us in this verse. When it comes to prayer, there are several things to consider if we expect to receive a yes answer from God, like our motives, our methods, our lifestyle, our humility, our unwavering persistence, our relationship with others, and our intimacy with the Lord. In fact, many times we sabotage our own prayer life by the "you miss" syndrome. Let us first pray, "Lord, show me your heart in this matter." Then pray in a way that brings goodness and healing for all involved. So don't let the devil talk you out of God's best. Submit yourself to God, then see what he will do with your prayer. For more on encouraging your faith, go to DeborahRossMinistries.org.